Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Benjamin Netanyahu told Anthony Blinken that he will not agree to permanent ceasefire to free the hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken during a meeting yesterday he would not agree to a permanent ceasefire and end the Israeli operations in the Gaza in exchange for a deal that would free Israeli hostages. He told Blinken, "We are interested in reaching a deal and determined to topple Hamas. Hamas has said it would free all the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for a permanent truce and an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza and the release of Palestinian prisoners." Netanyahu maintained that any ceasefire would only be temporary. A day earlier, Netanyahu said that Rafah will be invaded with or without a hostage deal. The United States claims its opposition to Israel invading Rafah under the current circumstances, since it would incur huge civilian casualties. This is false. But the Biden administration isn't putting any real pressure on Netanyahu. Israel is doing everything possible to minimize civilian casualties. There will be some. It's war. And with Hamas terrorists hiding behind women and children, using people as human shields, there are going to be casualties. But Israel is going to continue this war and to take out the final one point whatever battalions that remain in the Rafah area. Israel is going to continue until the rest of the Hamas soldiers are dealt with. So this war is going to continue until Israel completely until the destruction of the Hamas terrorists. Until the Hamas terrorists are dealt with, this war is going to continue. Donald Trump, he's going to get himself in trouble. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has refused to rule out withholding military aid to Israel to force an end to the war in Gaza if he's reelected. So he's ruled that out. And once a stalwart defender of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump has argued that the Israeli leader and his military have bungled the war in Hamas. So Donald Trump, I'll say he needs to be real careful, because he's going to get himself in trouble. "I think that Israel has done one thing very badly, public relations," Trump said, adding that he thinks the Israeli military shouldn't be sending out pictures every night of buildings falling down and being bombed. Well, this is what's happening. This is the war that the whole world is watching. People want to know what's happening. He wouldn't do it that way. Trump wouldn't do it that way. But also he warned Israel that because it's losing the support, Israel needs to finish up its war in Gaza before its reputation declines any further. Well, it's easier said than done. When you have terrorists mingling with civilians in the Rafah Strip, it's going to be very difficult to take out the terrorists, to remove them from that area. The war in the Middle East, this is just the beginning. We're just in the first 6 months of the battles that are going to continue. The Gaza war is just one of many skirmishes. There's going to be the Hezbollah in Lebanon, Syria. You're going to have eventually Jordan is going to involve itself. This is just the beginning. Then Israel, Russia is, and Turkey are beginning to, I think, make plans. I don't know if it's going to be this year or a couple of years out in the future. They're going to make plans to they're going to escalate. They're going to, Russia and Turkey and Iran are going to very shortly, I'd say, I don't know if it's going to be this summer, by next summer for sure, they're going to begin operations in the Middle East. A coming war called the Ezekiel War, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. These are the beginning of the wars. There's not going to be World War II or World War I, World War II, World War III. No, there's going to be 3, 4, 5. Then there's going to be Armageddon. So we're just at the beginning of conflict, not just in Ukraine, the Middle East, but we're presently almost in some type of civil war here in this country. Not really civil. It is the war that's taking place on the campuses of this country. Palestinian supporters, or the supporters of Palestine, the anti-Semitic, these anti-Semites of this country are being exposed, and the hatred of the Jewish people is beginning to be exposed, is coming out in the open. I'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts. We are located in Loveland at the Orchard Shopping Center. I just wanted to let you know, not only do we fix and repair and build computers, we also have a great lineup of security camera systems. In today's world, we need every advantage we can get when it comes to security. Call us at 970-203-0696 or find us at PCsandParts.com. That's 970-203-0696 or PCsandParts.com.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Okay, Benjamin Netanyahu isn't planning on negotiating with terrorists. There are other Israeli politicians that are pretty much willing to call a halt to the war in Gaza. These men are globalists. In the Israeli government, in the Knesset, you have many globalists. They would like to just stop the war. They would like a two-state solution, give the Arab people some land. There's no Palestinians, they're Arabs. Give them land and try to coexist. There is no such thing as coexisting with Hamas terrorists, Hezbollah, Islamic terrorists of any kind. There is no such thing as coexisting with them. Hamas means chaos, violence, and that has been the situation for 3,700 years. It will continue to be the spirit of the families and the nations that have hated Israel going back to the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's not going to end. Only Christ can end it. But in the meantime, Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime minister that is going to win the battle against the Hamas terrorists, against the jihadists in the Gaza Strip. Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to negotiate, is not going to allow Blinken, Biden, Obama to dictate to him what is going to happen in the conflict in Gaza, in Lebanon, Syria, soon to be the present-day Jordan, nation of Jordan. And he's going to destroy Damascus. Damascus will be destroyed. That's another prophecy in the book of Amos and in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17. I'm sorry, Isaiah 17. And Donald Trump is going to get himself in trouble. Donald Trump, I repeat this, his political endeavors are about to come to an end. With the way things are escalating in the campuses, this is a great opportunity for this administration to begin to declare some type of martial law. We're not going to, in my view, there's not going to be a 2024 election. We'll have the election season, but there's going to be something drastic take place at this coming election. And many people feel that same way. Many of the talk show hosts that I listen to, what I watch on the different channels, and not the MSNBC and the mainstream media channels, I'm talking about alternative media. Many people are now beginning to say there's going to be a black swan event, martial law, a change that we cannot really predict perfectly at the present time. Something is coming. And the Democrats don't have an individual that they really want to elect. Joe Biden is not their preference. I will go back to my view, the preference of the Democrat, the Uniparty. Let's just put it that way. The Democrats and the Republicans that are part of this Uniparty, part of the cabal that runs this country, they would welcome one individual that I believe is going to begin to come out of the closet, out of the basement. He has already begun. Barack Obama. The Uniparty, they would definitely favor Obama over Joe Biden, Obama over Trump. But the question is, how is this going to play out? How is this going to happen? What is going to be the mechanism that is going to be used to bring him back into power? That's the question. What mechanism? And is it going to be at the end of this year? It could very well be, because they're not going to allow Donald Trump in. Donald Trump already, with his taking a stance against, in a negative stance to some degree, against Benjamin Netanyahu, this isn't going to sit well with the God of Israel. Not going to sit well. You have to leave the Jewish people alone. Benjamin Netanyahu, he's the prime minister of Israel. You let him protect his country. Keep your hands off. And this administration, they're attempting to persuade Netanyahu to negotiate. He's not going to negotiate. There's a prophecy, Psalm 83. And in that prophecy, Israel is going to destroy the enemies, the ancient, punish the ancient family members and enemies of Israel that have been hardship, have brought hardship, death, and great pain to the nation of Israel for 3,700 years. This is the time of these ancient families and ancient enemies to be punished openly before the whole world. Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime minister that is to carry out that duty according to Psalm 83. Is he mentioned in Psalm 83? No. But you have to assume, and you can assume, that okay, when the Psalm 83 war begins, you have to just understand that whoever is the prime minister of Israel is the man, the person that God chose to win these battles for the children of Israel or for the Jewish people. Anti-Semitism, another sign of the year, the time before Christ returns. Look at the anti-Semitism. It's open. It's open. Who's funding these protesters? Arab countries, George Soros, the Rockefeller family, through the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. Many powerful people in this country are funding these protests. Another sign that we're in the years before Christ's return. This is the one that people are really looking at. They may not be too interested in what's happening in the Middle East, but they are very interested in what's happening in the medical profession. There was a woman, she's just called Zoe. She was in the medical, I think she was a advocate. I can't remember what her title was. But there was a quote by Kamala Harris concerning the right after the vaccinations were given and the pandemic began. She says here, quote, I didn't know it was possible for a human to die so horrifically, so quickly, before they rolled out the mRNA injections. For days, patients would be seizing, and no medications would stop it. And eventually, they kinda had to be put down. Quote, Kamala Harris, fake imposter Vice President of the United States of America. I'll read it again. Quote, I didn't know it was possible for a human to die so horrifically, so quickly, before they rolled out the mRNA injections. For days, patients would be seizing, and no medications would stop it. And eventually, they kinda had to be put down. So this Zoe, she's a medical coder. She only goes by the name of Zoe, and was interviewed, and she, I think she worked for Children's Health Defense, and she speaks of the horrors that she witnessed following the rollout of the COVID injections. There should be investigations, but COVID injections. Among the unthinkable and deadly illnesses were things like encephalitis, gangrene of the spine, blood clots, strokes, multiple system organ failure. This is the first time I had read this. Gangrene of the spine. This is what they found shortly after these injections. Quote, she continues, I didn't know that it was possible for a human to die so horrifically, so quickly before they rolled out the mRNA injections. It was insane. I've never seen anything like that. The worst of them, they called it sepsis, but it was like instant multi-organ failure. Like within hours, patients would die of liver, lung, kidney failure all at once. Zoe tells the CHD, the Children's Health Defense. She added that some of the records from the emergency crews that found them, the injection victims, is like their body tried to reject everything in some of these cases. And in some of these cases, their family would be there 30 minutes before, and then within an hour, they're dead. So before they died, they'd get them to they were hospitalized. They're notified 30 minutes before. Within an hour, they're dead. She also notes that there were patients coming in with seizures like I'd never seen before, and the hospital staff couldn't control some of them. The coder adds, for days, patients would be seizing, and no medications would stop it, and eventually, they kinda had to be put down. And this is where Kamala made her comment, and she was pretty happy about it. Again, they called it encephalitis or encephalopathy. Encephalopathy. And then, later on, even the coding organizations called it COVID-19-associated encephalitis. The clots were insane, she noted. Never seen clots like that before. Even the interventional radiologists that were going in with scopes where they can do heart interventions and do stents. A stent is a tube usually constructed of a metallic alloy or polymer and carotid artery. If you have a stroke going into your brain, normally it's rare to have more than one stent go in. And they were documenting multiple locations all at once. They had heart attack cases where they needed massive amounts. I'm going to break. I'll be back.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I've got a newsflash for you today. Neither Donald Trump nor anyone else on this planet is going to be the savior of this country. We are only saved through faith in Christ. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, "For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." The only way to turn things around is not through anybody in this world, but by repentance and turning back to God. This is what we're talking about at the Feeding Station. So come join us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6 foot tall Honeycrisp apple trees now only $119.99 each. Ready to bloom lilac shrubs now only $67.46 each. Choose from purple, pink, or white. The early spring tree and shrub sale.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Call now the Instigator, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right. And you know.
Monday through Friday, from 2 to 3, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. On Sunday, 9 to noon, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. You can join me on Sundays also. There are many things happening presently that are indicators that we are in the decade before the return of Jesus Christ. We're in that final 10-year period. One of the signs is the war in the Middle East with Israel right now and the surrounding nations, and also the war in the Gaza, which is in the nation, and the West Bank, and the conflicts in East Jerusalem. This is one major indicator. Another major indicator is Russia has to be a major power in the world, because Russia has a destiny to fulfill in a prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. And Ezekiel with comrade nations, I'll use that term, Iran, Turkey, possibly even military out of Ukraine, a nation or two out of the old Soviet bloc, nations, two nations in North Africa, Ethiopia and Libya, they will come in a summer war into present-day Jordan to take over, basically occupy and control the Middle East from that point and into the future. Well, they will be destroyed. That battle will be fought on in an area known as Transjordan or Jordan. That will take place about 7.5 years before Christ's return. About 7 years later, the War of Armageddon will occur. And shortly after Russia's destroyed with Iran, America will have a president that will begin an occupation of the Middle East. And Israel, right now the ruling body internationally is, for the nations, one of the ruling bodies where you can go and protest, is the United Nations. Well, eventually, what we call the New World Order, the order of Antichrist, will eventually begin to shift to Jerusalem. And Jerusalem, right now, is, you might say, in focus. Israel as a nation is the focus of the world. But as we move from this point to Christ's return, the focus of the world is going to be the city of Jerusalem. And Israel is going to take out the terrorists in Gaza, in Jordan eventually, but within the nation, in the West Bank, these enemies are going to be neutralized. But there's still going to be the religious conflict, which is going to be a conflict that Israel is not going to be able to deal with for the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is going to be nations are going to tremble because of Jerusalem, because eventually the kings of the East will come, the Arab, Muslim, Islamic nations. Jerusalem is going to be the prize. The kingdom of Antichrist and all of his armies, that Jerusalem is going to be the prize. That's why there's going to be an Armageddon. We're in the last decade. The horsemen of the apocalypse, one of the horsemen, death and disease. Well, I'm reading to you about some of the death and disease, something so unbelievable that it's just hard to imagine, but there is this woman who is an encoder, and she's talking about the horrors that she witnessed after these mRNA vaccinations took place. And I was talking about, she said people would come in for stents, for the ruptures of the vessels in the brain, and they normally do one stent. She said there were multiple stents. And then with heart attacks, there was a need for many, many stents in the heart. Many people dying of heart attacks, aneurysms. She went on to say that there were people that would be hiking, young people in their 20s, totally healthy, or running marathons, and then they would need a leg amputated because they had a massive blood clot going on from their hip all the way down to their leg, all the way down their leg. And their leg, they had to amputate. There were some cases where of overnight, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of this, overnight spinal gangrene. Overnight spinal gangrene, which he'd never seen before. You know, you can't amputate the spine when it goes gangrenous. Normally they cut out the tissue that's dying like that so it prevents further infection, and they didn't know what to do. The only thing they could do was basically replace that part of the spine with an implant. That's the best they could do. It was really intense. End of quote. As for the doctor's responses to these horrors, Zoe stated, they were baffled. They weren't connecting the dots. However, she added that knowing what the potential symptoms of the vaccine injury could be, we 100% had all things. We 100% had all things I just described. Didn't make sense the way she phrased this. Anyhow, doctors would never tell the patients that. They wouldn't say that these were symptoms due to the vaccinations. They would just simply say, it's a stroke, it's a heart attack, it's a blood clot. But they would never connect the dots. The mainstream media has continued to cover up the very real genocide for the mass murderers in Washington, D.C. and around the planet, who insanely thought it their jobs to reduce the population, like Kamala Harris, babbling. How is it that these mass murderers are babbling about? Yeah. So why are they still in power? Well, Christ said they would be in power. Only he can remove them from power. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Did you know that 6 in 10 Americans are suffering with chronic disease? Join us for an enriching experience featuring esteemed speakers such as The High Wire's Dal Bigtree, renowned farmer Joel Salatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your tickets now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083, or visit naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Son.
And this is one of the signs of the end of the world, is that there would be a group of people who believe that they are the only individuals and families that have the right to rule the world. And not only rule the world, but to starve millions of people, destroy millions of people through war, through disease, through bacteria, plagues, to alter the DNA in humans and animals, to create things that God did not create in the Garden of Eden. I repeat this because it's true. We're in that time. They can bring back the dead, Neanderthal man, bison, or the what they call these, like bison up in I forget the name of the big creatures, like a bull, like a bison, like a buffalo, whatever. And they can get the DNA, recover the, like I think they have the DNA from King Tut. And who knows what they're going to do with it. But they have the power over the environment. They can destroy the environment through drought. They can steer hurricanes. I started talking about the ability that we had to steer hurricanes back in on my programs in Las Vegas, Nevada, in 2004 and 5, talking about chemtrails at that time, Carnicom at that time, back then, steering hurricanes. I have photos of the hurricane that hit Louisiana. What was that? There were so many. Harvey was one of them, and Katrina was the other. Satellite photos, and here in the eye of the hurricane from up above, a pentagram. They had a pentagram in the eye of the hurricane with Katrina and with Harvey. And they weren't photoshopped. But using Doppler radar, NEXRAD, microwave technology, they can steer these things. They can create clusters of tornadoes. This is going back to the beginning of the century. Then at the end of the century, investigating the HARP project in Alaska. These technologies are the technologies that are going to be used by Antichrist and the false prophet. And one of the strengths or the abilities of the false prophet, who's going to lead people away from God, is technology. This individual, his background is technology, computers, and that is his specialty. And with that technology, you can't buy and you can't sell. With the technology, he will steer weather patterns. With that technology in his service to the Antichrist will give him an order to cause a drought in a certain part of the world. He has the ability to do that. And the systems, he has access to all the systems of a great empire to do just that. The wars in the future, like Henry Kissinger said, are going to be fought by AI. There's been an explosion in just the talk of AI in the last year. There's been talk of it for decades. But just recently, everywhere you, to any media outlet that you go to, AI. That's what it's all about. not only that type of technology, but one of the horsemen of the apocalypse, bringing in some type of diseases, plagues, something that affects the human body. I just read one article out of All News Pipeline. There's another article out of needtoknow.news. This is G. Edward Griffin's website. I won't have time to go through the whole thing, but there was an individual out of Japan, Masayasu Ashu Inoue, professor emeritus of Osaka City University Medical School. His specialty is molecular pathology and medicine. And everything's going to the molecules now. He says the pandemic was used as a false pretext by the WHO, the World Health Organization, to drive vaccinations of all peoples in the world. A plan was set up to shorten the time to develop vaccinations, which usually takes longer than 10 years to less than 1 year. Operation Warp Speed, he says. This operation was used to cover up the misconceptions of the genetic vaccinations under the pretext of saving time. And he exposes it. I hope he don't get the flu. I'll be back in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time home buyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Yeah, It's unbelievable. Gangster's paradise. Who are these people? Now, this professor, he goes on to say that the vaccinations were an intramuscular injection of viral genes to produce toxic spike proteins directly in human tissue to simulate immune system, because this is a completely new method and misconceived method that has never applied before in human history. It is impossible, therefore, for most doctors to give proper informed consent. However, due to irresponsible government and media campaigns to promote vaccination or these vaccines, 80% of the Japanese have been vaccinated. 80% of the people of this nation have been vaccinated. And many of them, seven times. Now, because at the end of the program, I want to just present to you what he's stating. He says the Japanese government is the first government in the world to approve a new type of vaccine called self-replication replicon vaccine. This is the horror that is coming to the world. And they plan to start to supply it this fall and winter. The Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry is providing a huge amount of subsidies for this project. And factories to produce new vaccines are being built one after the other in Japan. He says, I visited these factories directly. A self-replication replicon vaccine. This doesn't sound like anything other than... Yep, you know it. The Island of Dr. Moreau. Frankenstein's children, and they're going to produce this vaccination, and guess what? The nations of the world are possibly going to want a piece of this pie. It's a large-scale clinical trial worth $900 million from pharmaceutical companies that are taking on the challenge of developing vaccinations to prepare for the next pandemic by disease X, proposed during the Davos conference this year. These people, Christ said, they must tell you the truth. Everything that is being done in secret, everything that is hidden, everything that is concealed must be exposed. They have to tell the world what they're going to do. It's a cosmic law. If they don't tell you what they're planning to do, God does not allow them to communicate with the other kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, that brings these satanic mysteries of evil into the world. Well, I'm finished for today. We'll visit tomorrow, and we'll see what develops overnight, because something will develop, and I'll try to find out what it is, and we'll visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. The one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.